MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 2, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's news, Lynn receives a grant to fight crime. The city of Salem has concerns about right on red. And Gloucester 400 Plus winds down.
I'm Bill Newell. And later in sports, we have some results from last night and a look at Linfield boys hockey. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Cloudy near 40, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:28 p.m. The city of Lynn has been given a $100,000 grant to tackle criminal activity. The Daily Item is reporting Essex County District Attorney's Office has a Safe Neighborhood Initiative grant that will be used to address gang violence, illegal guns, and drug use and distribution in Lynn. In other news from Lynn, the Item is reporting that Molly Cohen has been named a deputy superintendent with the Lynn Schools. She has held several leadership positions within the district, including serving as the principal at the Marshall Middle School. The city of Salem is reviewing its traffic policy on right on red. Dustin Luca reports in today's Salem News that a joint committee meeting took place last night involving the City Council's Ordinance Committee and the Salem's Traffic and Parking Commission.
So there's currently 46 total traffic signals in the city. 32 are under the jurisdiction of the city, and the other 14 are under the jurisdiction of the state.
That is Salem City traffic planner David Kucharski. The group is looking at all of the intersections and collecting data involving accidents and incidents involving pedestrians and bicycles.
The number of those crashes that occurred from October 1 of 2017 to July 3rd of this past year. During that period of time, there were 840 crashes at the intersections with these traffic signals. 42 included pedestrians or bikers. And we sat with Lieutenant Tucker to start getting a better sense of what those crashes entailed, whether it was, you know, related in some way to the right on red, or were there other circumstances resulting from the crash.
City Planner Dave Kucharski. A note that came out of last night's meeting is that the right-on-red laws created 50 years ago may no longer be applied in 2024 with the increase in pedestrian and bicyclist crashes. The 2023 Gloucester 400 Plus celebration has come to a close. Gail McCarthy writes in today's Gloucester Times that about 200 well-wishers attended the farewell event Wednesday night at the Beauport Hotel's ballroom. At that time, there was the handover of the Sawyer Free Library's new interactive digital Gloucester timeline. The executive director of Gloucester 400 Plus, Elsie Zwart, noted that although the celebrations in the city are winding down, the digital timeline at the library is winding up. Contract negotiations at Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport between management and nurses have resumed. The Daily News is reporting today that a hospital spokesman said it was a productive return to the bargaining table. Nurses are currently working without a contract, although at the end of 2023, they did agree to a temporary contract as negotiations continued. The Newton teachers' strike continues today, with school canceled for the 11th day. Boston 25 TV News is reporting that the school committee has voted to cancel the February school vacation break. The State House has approved a comprehensive gun control proposal. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that the bill calls for updating bans on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, as well as setting new restrictions on the open carry of firearms. The vote was 37-3, with Gloucester Senator Bruce Tarr being the only Republican voting for the bill. A similar bill has already passed in the House, and Marblehead State Representative Jenny Armini shares additional information on the House gun bill.
We are one of the safest, I think we are the safest, when it comes to the rate of death by guns. And what statistics show is that states that have the toughest gun laws have the lowest rate of death by firearm. So, you know, as technology, it's incredible how much of what we work on is trying to keep up with technology and adjusting the laws to deal with the changes technology brings, right? So in the case of guns, you have something called ghost guns, where you can actually, by ordering parts online, put together a gun in your home. And it's not traceable because it doesn't have a serial number. It's not a traditional gun. And Boston, in particular, has seen something like a 230% rise in ghost guns that they're confiscating. And so this bill will address that by requiring the serialization of guns. And if it's not serialized, i.e. a ghost gun, the police will now be able to confiscate it, whereas they aren't now.
That's Marblehead State Representative Jenny Armini. Sports next with Bill Newell, followed by North Shore Today Extra with State Representative Jenny Armini talking about water quality at Kings Beach and Lynn and Swampscott.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics lost last night to the Lakers at home, 114-105. The Celts will host the Grizzlies on Sunday evening. Bruins are off this week for the NHL All-Star break. We have a complete scoreboard up on our website with the results from last night. In the Cape Ann League, in boys basketball, Manchester Essex and Newburyport were both winners last night. Now, these two Cape Ann League powerhouse teams will be meeting face-to-face or head-to-head, if you will, Monday night at Manchester Essex High School. Other scores from last night in boys basketball, Wakefield beat Salem 60-53, Ipswich over Hamilton Wenham 64-58, Pawtucket over Essex Tech 47-27, Linfield 60, North Reading 51, Georgetown 69, Amesbury 44, Lynn Classical beat Somerville 69-58, Lynn English over Chelsea 76-37. Girls basketball, Marblehead over Swampscott 36-21. Again, more scores on our sports scoreboard post. The Linfield boys hockey team is 7-7 on the season, number 7 in the MIAA power rankings in Division 3. On Saturday, they'll play at Newburyport. They're in Division 2. They're ranked number 5 in D2. The Clippers are 10-3-1 on the season. Again, that game's Saturday at 2:30 at the Graff Rink in Newburyport. Linfield coach John Gardner has scheduled tough non-league opponents this year and is looking for consistency with his team.
Yeah, consistency's the hardest thing to get, and the hardest, you know, last bit of skill and quality you need is that finishing. So knowing when you got to shoot quick, knowing when you have time because the pace of the pass to kind of cradle it and pick your spot. Again, not lack of trying, it's just kind of like it's not talked enough about how difficult it is to be just thrust into this. I'm the captain and I got to lead my peers. It's not easy to do. And our group has been at least had the wherewithal to openly admit like it's a challenge and help me through this. And our guys, you know, continue to cultivate that skill. And again, as I mentioned, it's not easy.
As for something unique about this Linfield boys hockey team,
Keep Doing is just, I've never had a team in 12 years that possesses the puck more than us. It's insane. It's starting to get to the point where like we're, you know, minimum doubling up teams in shots, and that's fine, but we're also like double/tripling them up in like grade A chances. It's just, again, that last finish is what we got to fix. So we need to continue that puck possession game and volume and quantity. We just need to finish. Our power play has to get going. Our power play has been the least productive 10 years. And the worst part is the beginning year they weren't looking the part and weren't scoring. Now they're passing the eyeball test. They're doing everything right, hitting posts, moving the puck, zipping it around, a lot of zone time. They're just, again, 5-on-5, 5-on-4, not burying. So that's just point of emphasis in February in practice, like bear down, bury, shoot quicker, shoot lower, simplify. And if that happens, then watch out.
Linfield hockey coach John Gardner. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Friday, a great weekend. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are 2 or 3 and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is North Shore Today Extra. I'm Bill Newell. We're featuring a clip from an interview we did with State Representative Jenny Armeni from the Essex 8th District. She represents Marblehead, Swampscott, a part of Lynn. And one of those areas that she represents geographically is that coastline, which is called Kings Beach in Swampscott in Lynn, which has been battling pollution issues for many, many years. But there have been some nuances and some shifts and some additional information in the past year or so. Rep. Armeni shares some of that information with us on Kings Beach in Lynn and Swampscott.
So Kings, both communities, Lynn and Swampscott, that share Kings Beach are under consent decrees from the EPA to clean up the water. That is the groundwater and the sewage that is going into Kings, into the water of Kings Beach, sorry, into Nahant Bay. So this is an enormous problem that takes time. On the Swampscott side, the challenge is fixing the pipes. These are very old clay pipes that have cracked over time, and that they're leaking sewage into the water. On the Lynn side, you've got a lot of, we think it's the root of the problem is illegal hookups, plumbing hookups. And so both communities are working very hard to fix the, you know, the root of the problem. What we would like to do while that's happening, right, that's ongoing, fixing those pipes, that is ongoing. We'd like to come up with a way to use technology to open the beach as soon as possible. It's a big priority for both communities, but especially Lynn, where you have a city of 100,000 people. It is the only beach. It is an environmental justice community where, you know, the housing, particularly in the summer, you don't have a lot of housing, the central air in Lynn. People rely on that beach to go and cool off in the summer. And so there is a task force, and it's made up of the mayor of Lynn, the Lynn legislative delegation, Lynn Water and Sewer, the town of Swampscott, and we've been able to engage the new Secretary of Environmental Affairs in this problem. And we're trying to come up with this sort of third way to open the beach while working on the big problem. And we're talking about things like using ultraviolet rays to clean the water. Or another idea is expanding the pipe further into Nahant Bay to move the sewage out and rely on dilution to get rid of the bacteria. So, you know, we're tossing around many different ideas. As you can imagine, they're all expensive.
Yeah.
And so that's our task right now. We really want to open the beach as soon as possible.
you know, I don't mean to make light of this, Jenny, but I think it's your district, right, that in Swampscott and that portion of Lynn, right? Your tiny portion of Lynn is that Kings Beach district or near it, right?
It is so beautiful. It is. And, you know, that's the thing. We brought the Secretary of Environmental Affairs to the beach so she could see it. And she was blown away by how beautiful it is. It is a gorgeous resource for the state and for the city and for Swampscott. And it's a tragedy that it can't be utilized. So it's my hope that, you know, by engaging her, and we have a terrific state senator in Brendan Creighton. He has been working on this problem far longer than I have. And he's put so much energy and so much effort into this. And I just think by bringing the right people to the table, and again, now we have a terrific governor and lieutenant governor with a secretary of environmental affairs that really cares about this. And so I'm hopeful, but it's a big lift.
Yeah, I was going to mention Senator Creighton. Brendan Creighton, his district obviously is this mirrors yours as far as that. Plus, obviously, you know, and all of Lynn. Yeah.
August,
yeah, exactly.
As well. He's amazing.
I didn't mean to put all the blame on you. You know what?
Here's the thing. I've only been in for a year, so I know it's not my fault. But I assure you, it is my mission to fix it.
Well, you know, and I did a number. I used to do a lot of interviews with Lori Ehrlich, the predecessor, in that 8th district seat, and she was working hard on it too. You know, in some ways, I think it's better than it was, and maybe not. In other ways, it's weird. But you know, I live near not far from there too. But so it's anyways, whatever. You know, it's a lot of work, and
we don't want. You know, you make a really good point. It's so sad that we are going to have another generation of kids not having access to that beach, right? I mean, as you point out, Lori was working on this with Senator Creighton. So these kids just, you know, they go down to the beach, they see the flags, they can't go in. Yeah. Some of them do go in. I'll be driving down Lynn Shore Drive, and I'll see kids in that water with red flags because they have nowhere else to go.
No, I hear you. Right. So, there's a lot of work going on. I get it. And, but you're right. Everything's expensive. So that in itself will probably add to the timetable for sure for anything getting done. But at least it does seem as if some issues seem to be much clearer today than they were 2 years ago. Does that sound right to you?
Yes. Yes. I think that is absolutely right. I think it's there. And again, a change in leadership helps with that. You know, like I said, I think when we have a governor and lieutenant governor willing to listen and care about this deeply, you know, it helps. Their Secretary of Environmental Affairs has been to the beach, and you know, we're meeting with her and her staff on a regular basis. That makes a lot of difference.
State Representative Jenny Armini with us last week talking about Kings Beach in Lynn and Swampscott. This is North Shore Today Extra. Have a great weekend, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are 2 or 3, and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.